USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a few hours, British members of Parliament will take a no-confidence vote in British Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Prime Minister and her government have already been found to be in contempt of Parliament. Her behaviour today is just contemptuous of this Parliament and of this process.
That's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking to Parliament just a short time ago. If May loses the no-confidence vote as she's expected to, she'd be removed as party and government leader after the Prime Minister postponed a vote on the Brexit deal that she had negotiated with EU leaders, saying it didn't have enough support to pass Parliament. There's been some widespread speculation that soon-to-be former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley might run for president in 2024. However, she basically shot down such speculation during an NBC interview this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Nearly 40 kids a day are injured by TV and furniture tip-overs, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Since 2000, 450 children have died from tipped furniture or a falling television. With lots of shoppers buying TVs and furniture this holiday season, CPSC wants to remind you to anchor these items to the wall to prevent tip-over incidents. Anne-Marie Burkle's the acting chairman of the U.S. CPSC.
Please take a few minutes to anchor TVs and furniture this holiday season to save a life. This quick and easy step could prevent an injury or even the death of a child. Remember to anchor it for safety.
TVs should always be placed on a sturdy, low base and pushed back as far as possible or mounted to the wall. Keep heavier items on low shelves or drawers. Recycle older TVs. With anchoring kits available from major retailers and online, anchoring furniture and TVs is inexpensive and only takes a few minutes. Find out more information at anchorit.gov. Check CPSC.